I'm Erica Bales, and I'm running for District Court Judge Seat 3 for the 15B, which covers Orange and Chatham counties. I was encouraged to run first by clients of mine, and I just sort of, you know, dismissed their encouragement. And, of course, family is always encouraging. And I was encouraged by colleagues, and finally the right combination of people just sort of came up to me, and I got to the point where I thought, why not me? And I looked at the candidates that had already entered the race, and I just felt like, as weird as it is as a middle-aged white lady, I felt like I was as close, apparently, as we were going to get to some diversity with the candidates. So my undergraduate work was in behavioral sciences with a concentration in psychology. And as a solo attorney, I have a general practice by design. So I've handled everything from small claims court to federal court. District court judges have to handle a wide range of cases. So they handle all appeals from small claims court. And small claims court actually handles all cases where the damages are $10,000 or less. Plus, they have to do summary ejectments, which are evictions. Then district court judges of their own jurisdiction have to handle juvenile matters, family law, criminal misdemeanors, infractions, in all cases where damages are $25,000 or less. So that sounds somewhat discreet, but again, it covers a really wide swath of cases. So I think it's the depth and the breadth of my experience that makes me the only candidate qualified to do this job from day one. In terms of what I want my candidacy to sort of stand for are ethics and the rule of law. And I think the last few weeks and months have sort of proven how important that is. I think to make changes to the law, you have to first understand what it is and where those pain points are. And so, for example, one thing that I have found over the years is the statute for landlord-tenant law only guarantees a defendant a minimum of 2 days' notice before they have to appear in court. So think about what that means for someone perhaps working two jobs or even one job but has to provide care for a child or an adult family member. That doesn't give them a lot of time to arrange for care or transportation or legal counsel if they have defenses. So I think that where due process is a big issue and everyone is entitled to it, these people that are at most risk for losing something as critical as their housing may not be getting the full benefit of their due process rights because they just don't have the time to make accommodations to deal with it. So I think to sort of summarize it as small as I can is a functional working knowledge of the rules so that you can make changes where changes need to be made. Orange and Chatham County, we are very blessed, if you will, in how we address issues involving our courts. I think that Orange County can be a model for a lot of the counties around it. And having practiced in several counties across the state, I've had a lot of opportunity to see how things are done across the state. And I do think that we are very forward thinking, but that doesn't mean there's not a lot of work still to be done in making the court something that is a tool for the community rather than to be pitted against the community. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think diversity of experience and unwavering ethics.